We are starting Simen Memvov in a Birchas HaShachar. But before we start, there's a Hakdame from the Mishneh Berurah at the end of Simen Memhei. And he says as follows, Kaidem Boyoi Lebeis HaKnesset, before a person enters a shul, Boid Shu Adayin Be'achotzer Beis HaKnesset. He didn't enter the shul, he's in the chotzer the whole way to the shul. Yaimar, he should say a posik, beveis alekim valech berogish. And his rogish means with his rakshis. Viyalgish, viyirta asmoi, vikonsoi lebeis akneses, meroiv pachtoi. There should be a mirdike pachat when he enters the shul. Rabban brings down in a note, just like, let us try to understand a little bit what we're saying. When people used to come to the goyin, so they used to go to hold their foreheads, that the goyin should not see their foreheads. So Rabban explains, why did they do this? Because the goyin could see on the forehead the bezus they had done. It's very, very embarrassing that the goyin sees what they did. So my mother used to come in like this, but they came in petrified. That's when you came into the goyin. Now, here we're talking about, we're coming in to Beis HaLikim. We just have to imagine one thing. Mirz Hashem, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and we'll walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, Yankel, how are you? How is it? No, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be a pachad. Beis HaLikim Nalech Barogish, this is Beis HaLikim, this is Beis Hashem, and we're going in. So a Beis HaKnesses is a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. So Mamele, so you should know when we enter, we should be Beis HaLikim Nalech Barogish V'yagish V'yirta, you should tremble. Be Konsil Beis HaKnesses Meroiv Pachta, which is the truth. If we would have any understanding of what a shul is, what a Beis HaLikim is, the pasuk tells us what it is. Number one, v'yamtim, this is before he enters the shul, v'yamtim v'yishamat, v'yayma v'ani b'roim chasecho, ovoi v'yisecho, ishtach v'alecho kotshecho b'yirasecho. So it says two things over here. One thing it says, b'roim chasecho, ovoi v'yisecho. That means I once heard from someone, he said as follows. Sometimes you have an opportunity, you have a meeting with a big businessman, a big politician, a big government official. It takes you 10 months till you get the meeting. I made an appointment after 10 months. Finally, I'm able to meet with him. V'ani b'roin chasra ovoi v'isecho. It's a moedik chesed. No, I don't have to make an appointment. I don't have to wait 10 months. B'roin chasra, it's a moedik chesed Hashem. Ovoi v'isecho, I can come in whenever I want. Eshtaf aleichu kotshecho b'yirosecho, but there should be, I should come in with yire. V'ache kach yikoneis, then he should enter. That I saw today, before we start learning the brachas, I saw the Levush, the Dagois from Maror Azuloi brings down a Meredike Mate Moshe, which is Muyimdek. He brings down as follows, Kosov, Rab Yehuda HaChosid, Rab Hai Goin, Rab Shchire Goin. So they say like this, Kol Mi Shemachavein, Ba'eis ascholas adayin oylam. He was machavim with adayin oylam. What he said. Adayin oylam said merdeke zachem. Orev ani bedavor shetfilosay nishma. So we hear big areven. If we be machavim by adayin oylam, don't start being machavim by adayin oylam. If we be machavim shetfilosay nishma, vein sotam mekatreg al tfilosay. V'loy olav v'loy sheshona b'yoy makipurim. I'm going to gazach. Could be, I mean, the Semitic Yisrael that's a shas. V'loy sheshona yem kippur starts from Adai Noilam. No, the beginning. That's what we say in the beginning also. Sure? Look at the Seder. Yericha. I don't know. That's something else. But the beginning of Yom and Ram and Zichas, that they, the Zichas start there, the Zichas start at the Nail, like an outside. Heitschwerter. That's it, that's right. You just be machaven that for Oravani, the Yetzahore Mashle Mimai. Okay, we have here, signed by three Gedolim, Rav Shira Goyim, Rav Hai Goyim, Rav Yudah Chosin. And there are a couple of others on this, so we have to... Definitely. Yeah. No, he's talking about Rosh Hashanah, he's speaking about. No, but, yeah, but he's talking about every day he's talking about. Yeah. Yeah, every day you say the... What? Yeah. Philosophy Nishmas. Being taught in the Catholic God philosophy. Listen, that's a tefillah you have to hear. Shmas means mekabel. It's gvaldik. Shemei a tefillah called. No. It's a gvaldik gezach. Okay. Now, we'll start learning the mechaber. We'll learn the shtiklach of the mechaber. Now, the mechaber is saying the anhogis that were bizman chazal, and then later, as we progress, we'll see bizmaneinu, this change, we'll see the reason why it changed, but let's just go back to bizman chazal. Kshayayir mishnosai, when a person wakes up in the morning, yoyma alakai, neshamo shenasata bi. That's the first thing. He woke up, he got back to neshama, amaksu neshama slukovim mesim. So Memela, he should say this, Rabbi Nishim gave him back to Neshama. Kshayishma Akela Tarnagel, for he is Akela Tarnagel, he woke up before Aleisa Shach, and then he is Akela Tarnagel. Yavoyach HaNeisein LaSech VivinO. We'll see, the Mishnah Berurah then will explain it there. Sechvi goes on the heart, Sechvi goes on the rooster. Right. Kshalayvesh, when he puts on his clothing, Yevoich Malbish Arumin. Sheniach Yodov Al Einov, when he puts his hands on his eyes, he wants to, seems to rub his eyes, to open up his eyes. Yevoich Pekeach Ivrim, like his eyes were shut. Seems he has to rub them in order that he should open them up. Sheyeshe, when he sits up in bed, Yevoich Matir Asurim. Kshazaykev, when he stands, Yivarzaykev kefufim. Kshayaniach raglov ba'oretz, when he puts his feet on the ground, Yivarach roika ha'oretz al amoyim, which just let's explain that this ba'emison roika ha'oretz al amoyim is a mordike chesed in this that we don't appreciate. That means, theoretically, if something floating, there's so much water, and something floating, usually it floats. It doesn't stay, the kriyas, it floats, number one. Number two, earth that's in water disintegrates eventually. The earth dissolves in the water. And this is reika ha'oretz al amoyim, that the oretz is there, and it's steady, and does, and it's alamoyim, the water doesn't go over the oretz. Amor de kechesed. Kshanayil min olav, he puts on his shoes, yivor shosali kol tzolki. Kshahoylech, yivorech hameichen mitzadei gover, now he can stay steps. Kshachoyger chagoyroi, he puts on a chagure, a belt. Yevoich Oizah Yisrael Begvura. Hago Eilevesh Ha'avnei Eilevesh Ha'avnei. He puts on Mechnasayim, not a belt, but the Mechnasayim accomplish what a belt accomplishes. We'll speak about it more in the Mishnah Berurah. Hamavsik Ben Libay La'elve. Simek Oizah Yisrael Begvura. Shemesim Koiva Oimitz Nefes Bereisha. He puts on a hat. Yevorech Oiter Yisrael B'Sifaro. Kshayitas Agavuche, we have to be Elach over here. So all these broches that were said till he put on the hat were said Bereish Megula. They were said Bereish Megula. So kad afike meginem is moiredes, that's right, it said b'reish megule. So even though it's brought down, osa lahaskir shem shamayim, b'gili reish, so he says, that isar is, if you can, but since here they were mistadar to be mechased the reish, by when you made this bracha, so they made the brachas b'gili reish, and he says, what? Al Kaponim, they wanted to say there, so Al Kaponim, as he says, so therefore, there was no problem to make Begili Eloish. So he says, L'mais Amur de Kezach, this he says, L'aloch, as he says, so comes out. This is very much the gay. People ask me a few times, you're in court. If you're in court, you can't wear a hat. Not the Fikvoida of the court. So you have to be Eloish Megula. So now I'm sitting in court, I'm there for 2 hours. There's other things there also going on. I'm going to twiddle my thumbs. I want to drink something, want to eat something. So, what? Now they allow a yarmulke? Okay. A kaponim, so he says, but in a place where you don't have a hat finished, and so he says, he make a bocha without a hat. Yeah, okay, good. No. Okay. But Al Kaponim Laloch, he says, if you don't have an eater, can make a bracha without a hat. That's it. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah that that's not true. Yeah. So the mail is, so then he didn't have anything till now. Okay. Oita Yisrael B'sifor. Kshayito Yodov, Yivarech HaMetil Shadayim. It seems that Avor Hashena comes when he washes his face and then he gets refreshed. So then, like this, he's aiming to fall back asleep. But Avor Hashena Meina is when he washes his face. Okay, we'll see. We don't do this. They did it. That's what we're going about is Man Chazal. V'rotzayim, and then you say, Mavushayne, V'rotzayim, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goymul Chasodim, Toivim Lama Yisrael. Now the Mechaber says, Ein Lama Yisrael, Omei Nacha, Mavushayne, Me'enoi, you shouldn't, that's not the end of the block, Ad Sheyachtem, Goymul Chasodim, Toivim Lama Yisrael, Shakel, Brocha, Acha, see, everything is one big Brocha. Let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try a little to elaborate. Ksheyeyo, Kol HaBrocha Yisraeluhu, all these Brochas are Mishum, Ta'osoloi Le'odom Le'honeis Minoilam Mazeh B'li Brocha. One should not derive benefit Minoilam Mazeh without giving a Brocha. It's like he's stealing. The Romo Kroya Dodi, the Tupsukim, Xiv Lashem Horetz and Loya, Xiv Horetz Nosan Livnei Otto. So here it says Lashem Horetz, and then it says Horetz Nosan Livnei Otto. The Tirzu, so Chazal answered this Kashe, Le Kashe, Kan Koidem Broche, Kan Laacha Broche. What's the Loima? Koidem broche ilashem. All the hanois belong to the Rabbi Nishloel. Basturim lecho. Kehegdish shehu lashem. Just like something that's hegdish. So it's the Rabbi Nishloel. So one has no right to take it. And if he takes it, he's stealing from hegdish. Vacha broche utar akel of neyoto. Vim came. Kivin shekoyda la broche hi lashem, aray akil koydish lashem. It's lashem, lashem aoretz mloy. So it's koydish lashem. V'yesh ba milo imnena mimenu, and so if he derives enough from it, so he's taking away something which is koydish lashem. K'may betrume shehi koydish. I can't begin to understand why you need a new marshal of Trumeh, that's Kaidish. Trumeh, that's Kaidish. I mean, it's Azar, it's Trumeh, it's Kaidish, finished. So Al Kaponim, he gave a very good marshal of Me'ilah, that's Kaidish. Lefichach, Tiknu chachameinu zal broche al kol dovo vedovo men hogis oilom שאודם ננה ממנו. So that means, המייך מצד הגובר, שעושה לי כל צוקי, these are all הנויס, אמרו שאינם אינו, these are all הנויס, which a person derives from, in every day, so ממילא, he should, and therefore, he should give a ברוכה on what he's receiving. Now, the Afikim Aginim explains that L'chaira, this is not a real Brichas Hanenim. And one of the rayas he brings, a Brichas Hanenim, that means you don't drink a coffee, then you say, Shakol Yibidvorei. You, the Brichas Hanenim, since it's, you have to make the brocha before you derive the benefit. Here, Kshishama Kril Tal, the girl, oh, Anoisan Lasech Vivina, he puts on the baguette, Mal Bisharumen. Please, if it's a Brichas Hanenim, you should make the bracha before you put on the clothes, Mal Bisharum. So he says, Bemison, it's a Brichas Aido B'Shevach. It's not only a Brichas Hanenim, but the two who brought down the singing of Brichas Hanenim wants to say in the bracha, it includes also this Hano. It means it's not a pure Brichas Hanenim, but in the Chiyav Lavore, Chazal injected, we should know in the Tzahidot, Tzahshavach, the Rabbi Yishlom every day, Hadesh Mosach, Livin, and those. So therefore, because of this, it's said afterwards, because we're saying, I'm that Hogas Ha'ilam. But Lamai said, there is also a Hano also. So Memela is if a person doesn't make the Baruch, so besides not giving this Birchas HaShevach, there's a Gesel also. That means, but because of the, in this Bracha, there is a Chelek of Birchas HaNo. Fine. Mishnosai. Now it says, Kshayeyo Mishnosai, when he wakes up from his sleep, Yoimer Elokai Nishama. Mishnosai Rotzoloima, Davke Soif Shnosai, when he wakes up completely, whenever he wakes up, he makes a lakai neshama. No, he waits till he wakes up completely. Yes. Yeah, we're talking about brochas. We're speaking about brochas that you make. Why then he's not a broche? So Bisman Chazal, they said the brochas as it occurred. We say Moidani, that's right. The brochas, we don't say the way they said it. That's right. Yeah. Yoyme Elokai Nishome, Tzorech Lahav Sigmat Ben Elokai L'Nishome, Kedei Shlo Yeh Nishma Shem Nishome Hiya Lekov Chas V'Sholem. That my Nishome is my God. Don't say that. The dinay birchas for kind of shama in leil b'simibov b'mishnebu sivkot yudbeis lasechvi. Now, when he hears the koil of a talna girl, he says anaisim lasechvi bina. So yeah. So now let us see what that means lasechvi. So now the mishnebu explains as follows: Halev nikra sechvi b'shoyn hamikra. The Leiv HaAdam is called Sechvi, Loshana Kaidish. The Chsiv Oiminosan La Sechvi Vino. Who gave the Sechvi Vino? The Leiv Hu Amelin. So the organ in the Adam that's Maven, that understands Maven Dova, Mitech Dova, that's the Leiv. The Leiv Hu Amelin. Vayidei habina odam mavchin ben yoim o ben laila. And through bina, a person can understand, can differentiate ben yoim o ben laila. So let me explain this for 1 minute. We're not speaking about ben yoim o ben laila. It's pitch black. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's laila. I walk out 7 o'clock in the morning and it's light. Ooh! And the Iliotzum, the lay was maybe the Imulat. No. This you don't need a lay. What we are speaking about, and let us perhaps understand Bisman Chazal, perhaps much later also, the day was situated differently. That means when it got dark, a person went to sleep, and he went to sleep early because, and then he woke up. He woke up still at the night. I mean, that was the normal Huyer HaShachar. That was the normal procedure. He woke up at night. Now he goes outside, and it's pretty dark. Now, to understand what's the matzah, we don't have an atomic clock with us. We don't have any clocks. We look at the outside. It's a certain type of dark. Where am I up to? Is it 2 hours before Lois? Is it right before Lois? So it seems delayed could be made. That means if a person is upon us a late, he could figure out this man ben yom of a Laila when Laila is ending and yom is beginning. Even though you can't see it, but you can understand it. By looking at the matzah, you can understand. That is the chokhmah that Rabbi Yishlam gave the late Adam. Number one. By day of being all the mafchim ben yom of a Laila. Now, from the Nifloi Sabriya, that the Tarnagel crows before it becomes a Lois HaShachar. Now, who told the Tarnagel this? The Tarnagel does the Sechvi. So now, in Arabic, Sechvi is a Tarnagel. In Lashon HaKodesh, Sechvi is delayed. So we put into this Pasuk, so there are two Nibroim in the Bria, or a Mavchin ben Yom ben Laila, that's the Leiva Odom and the Tarnagel. And both are called Sechvi, so we make this bracha. And the bracha, that's why do you need the Tarnagel, if I can do it myself. So the Teretz is, the Russians, what if he's in a bias also? He's in a room, he can't go outside, and there's no windows, and he doesn't know. The Tarnagel will tell him. So Rabbi Nisham, so that means when the lave is not capable of functioning to show them, to relate them that it's Benyam Bnei Laila, the Benyam created the Tarnagel. But this is a Muridike chesed from the Rabbi Nisham that one can know where he's up to. The Mizvan of Ben Yoim and Ben Laila. Now, let's go further. Now, when he puts on Shaloi Veish Yevorech Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim. So now like this. This halacha could be learned that they used Bizman Chazal, they used to sleep Arumim. They didn't have pajamas. So Memela, so they slept Arumim, and then they got dressed Take. So then it's very good. So he starts putting on a bag, and he says, Malbish Arumim. But what if he slept with a choluk? He slept already with some type of a gal. He slept already. So now, when he puts on an outer garment, so can you say Malbish Arumim? He's not at all. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Lav davke sheyoshein orim, that means if he slept without clothing, so zicha, the broche is pasig, the malbish arumim. Now, afilu, even though he slept with a cholok, hakim shalom loivish malbish ha'elyen sheolav, so kaponim, this is a gmar halboshe, he's putting on this outer garment, mevorech broche. She can make malbish arumim, even though till now he was wearing some sort of a beggar. Al einov, now he used to rub his eyes. He puts al einov yevorech pekech ivrim. Perish, so now there's a problem. How can he touch his eyes? He didn't get snegovasa. And there's a ruach ro al yodov. And he now to touch your eyes. So ayidei a choluk, that means he's wearing a choluk, a beged. So then you rub your eyes to the choluk. To also leniach yodav alein of kaidem anatil, meshekosav simindal. You're allowed to. No problem. Yes, there's no problem. Ruach Ra is not... that we'll see in Seed Beis. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Bizman Chazal, they went Israel. So Bizman Chazal, there was, that Shas was not relevant. Let's go further. Ameichen, Umbagud the Kosav Asherech, Ameichen Mitzadeh Gover, Ha'avneit, and then he puts on the Avneit, Agavuche, I just like to mention, Eilas Tomid, there's a Sefer Eilas Tomid on Lochis, Tfilah. So he says, Be'etzem, Shosali Kotzog, he goes that a perfect person is capable of walking with shoes. There's such a thing that animals have skins and we make shoes out of them. I mean, because that's the person can walk. So he is the capable of, I mean, just for sleep, but not talking about before there were paved roads and paved doors, everything was stones and dust, and he'd walk out of modern Islam. So Al Kaponim, the Rabbi Yisrael made it to such a concept of shoes that we get it from. We get the shoes from the skins of the animal. That was the bracha that was made. The bracha was made when he put on the shoes. But Al Kaponim, let us say the words of the bracha, Sha'osa li kol tzolki, is saying a mouthful, is saying whatever I need, the Mashem gave me. Sha'osa li kol tzolki. So the Eilas Tomid says, we're saying a mouthful. So that means whatever matzah, if the Chofetz Chaim came over to a person, he says, how are things going? So he says, no, but it could be better. So no, I'm sorry. So the Chofetz Chaim said, if it could have been better, it would have been better. And if it's like this, that's how it's supposed, that's what you need. So a person says, B'Shem HaMalchus, Sha'osa li kol tzolki. He doesn't say, Unshem HaMalchus. No, Sha'osa li kol tzolki. Whatever I have, that's what I need. How much money I have, how much seichel I have, how much hakmasafis I have. Whatever it is, Sha'osa li kol tzolki. Whatever I need, the Rabbi Shem took care. So that's Sicha Nichlal in the Bracha. So now, what? So he did for me. No, he did for me. He made for me whatever I need. Whatever I need, the Baruch Hashem took care. He made for me. Yeah, so now let's go further. Avneit. He puts on, so the Mechaber says, Kshechoydir Chagura, he puts on a Chagura belt, a galtel, Oizer Yisrael Begvura. The Ramah says, a Loivesha Avneit. So what's an Avneit and what's a Chagura? So the Mishnah says, Avneit Tohochlu Michnasayim. It doesn't mean a belt. It means underpants. V'cheina Avneit Shehizker Shulchanoch V'reisim in Sadakala. The Avagav Dabloshen Toire Perish Avneit Tohachatoire. It's a Chagura, a galtel that a person galtels himself with. You'll see the Avnei Pad Yachkel. You come back in the Loshen Chomim, Lefomim, Koyren, and Mechnesayim Avnei. Kachnok at Loshen Loivesh V'loi Choyge. It's Loivesh the Avnei. It means to put on underpants. We'll come back to this Allah. This is Oizer Yisrael Begvura. Then Oiter Yisrael. Hisker Yisrael Bebrochezu. Now all of the broches, Pekechivim, Marbish, Arumim, Aterasurim, all the other broches do not mention Ayid. These two brachas, Oizer Yisrael and Oiter Yisrael, mentions Yisrael. Hashem ken becheres, hatam, shahashar hu lanos ha'ilo. That all the other inyonim, anaisnos achrivino, materasurim, all these are hanos ha'ilo. Shakel Shalom Ben, it's not after, maybe a guy doesn't appreciate it, doesn't make a broch on it, but the Hanoah is a Hanoah for the whole Briah. Shakel Shalom Ben, Mashayim came by Elu Shnaim, Haim by Yisrael Luchut. These two broches are a broch that a Yid makes, Mishum Tznius, of Kedusha, the Chagayru Mishum Shlei, Liboy Roye Esa Elva. So he's mavsik between the lave and the elder. וקויבו הוא משום צניס קדיסה בשבס, דף קופנון ווב, קסי רשך ממני אימסות המוחי, שקובר יו הד, because that's a type yarmulke, yarmulke is yorei malko, that the Indian, there's something over your head, it's not, you're not, there's something over you. That's why one doesn't wear a reish megula. So it shouldn't go with a reish megula. So koponim, these two broches, that means a goy that puts on a chagure by him, there's nothing to make a brocha, he doesn't have any benefit from it. The only thing is if it matches with his pants, it doesn't match. I mean, up kaponim, he is nothing, or he puts on a hat, the same thing is also, if the hat is, but it's putting out either for warmth or for cover, but by a yid, a hat and a chagure are essential necessities for Kedushas Yisrael. That he should have, that it should not be libra yisrael, that it should be hefsek, and it should be something al yodas. This is the gvura v'yid, v'hafsek libra l'erva. And I'd just like to say a shtikol ha'ore, good morning. So when we put on the galfu, we said, the oizer yisrael begvura gevaldik. What was till now? He didn't wear a galfu. He was making all the brachas, libe reyes erve, so how did you do this? Al kochach, you have to say, in Simenai and David it says, if a person is wearing a gown, so he can't make a bracha, because it's libe reyes erve. So there's a nature, either he's madvik the gown to his leiv, so the leiv is mechuset, so it's not called libe reyes erve, or he's madvik the gown underneath the leiv, so there's a hefsek between the leiv and the erva. So kaponim akocha, we have to say this. So before he had to do something to make sure it shouldn't be libay royes erva. So I was doing tuna, but now I said Baruch Hashem, I have a gal, so I can do other things with my hands. Now I'm taking care of the rest of the day. I took care, there's no libe reyes erva because he has a galto. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Fikim Meginim and others is a Moiridika Ha'ora over here, which we have to appreciate. How did the Bracha start? Hamavr Sheino Me'einoi. I'm thanking the Ben Shalayla that Hamavr Sheino Me'einoi Yisuma Me'afapoi. So the beginning of the Bracha starts with my eyes. That's what I'm talking about. And all of a sudden, we wrote some of the nechesh that are gilei nu, b'sei rosecha, v'al t'viyei nu, lo'i li v'chet, lo'i di avei rabbi yovet. Agavucha, someone says, amur di kipshat, that what is the hemshech? The hemshech is, that means, kozman, my eyes are shut. So, not too bad. It's like susur achei and nechem, it's not too bad. But now that I'm av v'shein em ein, lo'i so now, that means now that my eyes are open, Rachmona Nitzlon, so not that the eyes are open, so this is Hemshech. But Agilayna B'Seir HaSechas, I should use my eyes to learn Torah. So this is the Hemshech. But the Hora is, it's all of a sudden we switch from a Loshon Yochid to a Loshon Rabim, which is very interesting. We don't, Tafikim Meginim Tainas, we don't find this in any other bracha, that we start with Alosh and Yochid, we end with Alosh and Rab. He says, therefore, you should say Shetagi Leini. And God, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the other Piskim that hold like that also. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah says Shetagi Leinu, and finished. Let's go further. Days. Now we'll start talking about Bismanenu. Achshav nesha aina yudayim nekiyeis. Now that means Bisman Chazal, they didn't have this problem. Now we have the Yedayim of Bikamet and Ofet. The Gam Ivnei Amei Ha'arotze Sheinem Yoidim Oiso Nogu L'Sadron Beis HaKnesset. So now the minig is that we don't do it to say that as soon as we derive the benefit, because we could derive the benefit. We write it to Yedayim, number one, and number two, the Amaratzim, who would not know how to say the brachas bismano. So therefore, we say the brachas b'saknesus for einin amen achem na the Amaratzim. Listen to the brachas and answer amen. The yoytzim yedei chayvos. Look to Mishnah Berurah, nagul l'sadron. Bimuta gam lahamtin bebirchas natilus yodayim usabu beis haknesus ayin lo b'chim involv mishtabur shom and the lachayre there's a big problem. That means the mishtabur says two minhagim, there was one minig that they used to wash their hands right before they went to shul, and then they went to shul and said, oh, until the yodayim. And that the Mishnah Berurah says, but you have to make sure that it's right before you go to shul. And I'm not going to wash my hands, half an hour before I go to shul. Finish, I'll talk and do something else. I'll come to shul. Baruch Hashem, Shishvitz, one on the Tilish Yedai. That's Ichabu. So there was a minig, that would have said, L'sadron b'veis ha'knesses, means that right before they went to shul, they washed their hands. They went to shul, said on the tilus yadayim, and others say this on the tilus yadayim is not preferable to make it mufsik from the netila b'poyil. So there are two anhogis, one to make this on the tilus yadayim. That means this is not a preferable anhogis. The anhogis is either when you wake up in the morning you make on tilus yadayim, or right before you're going to daven you make on tilus yadayim at home. And we went up to going to davening, so, but it's preferable to make the bracha right after you wash your hands. That's yeah. So now let's see. B'di'eved, afilu lo yonu amen yoytz nidei bracha. What? That's for sure. So the machloka, that's right. So the last time you're going to go to the bathroom right before davening, and then you should say on the Tilus Yedayim. That means the time before, the last time you're going to the bathroom, and this is the last time before davening, then you should make on the Tilus Yedayim and Asher Yotzah. You could all, 100%. Yeah, they can do before. So weiter. Yedei chavos lafula boki moitzi mechavim lechosle. Pain lael besoif se mevov b'mogen avrom b'mogen avrom b'shem v'shem alabush lahach mebebirchas ha-shachar she'einoi moitzi b'pochas me'asore that to be moitzi you need 10 people there by l'kamasim in ontesli olochus tam v'zeh b'zmaneinu I mean, it is not like the Mechaber says, Shkol Echad Mevorach Bifnei Atzmoi, Bnei Shach Moitzi Shum Odom. So that's Aminig. And, okay, we'll stop here because... To be Moitzi, yeah. No, so you have 10 people in the shul. No, the Bicha says, between you and me...
If I go with the guy in the morning, I say to him, I'm still because I made
That's the Labush. Yeah, others disagree with the Labush. Yeah. Good job.